Monday night, end of the day, the two away. How about Shlomo Weisbord?
Well, I had a quick stick on what we learned yesterday. So yesterday we were speaking about how to get a non-Jew to be able to put a light on for you. A practical thing, a person needs a light on in a room, and what's the way to do it? What's the solution? So we said, it's based on a Machaber actually, we said this already yesterday, the Machaber says, where was it? Reish Ayin Vav, Siv Gimel. There's not much case over here, yeah? What did we say? What we said over here, Reish Ayin Vav, Siv Gimel. So you ask the goy to go together with you. You ask them to go together with you in the room, and what are you doing there? To go with you in the room, and the goy lights the candle. And this is much worse, he says, because this case over here is the goy is walking with you. So he's doing it because of you. That means, the Mishnah points out, only when he walks with you is a problem. If he walks first, means you send him along ahead before you, and then you're going to go afterwards, that's much better, because when he goes in the room first, he puts a light on, he's doing it for himself. When he goes together with you, so he's doing it for you as well. Passes, the main thing is for you, you ask him to go. That's what Mishnah speaks out. Yes, it was yesterday. Tafka knockout. I would mashal chomish tichusay. If you send him as a messenger, sheyilchu ba'atzum, to go first themselves. Ve'edliko es haneh lohoyelam. He lights the fire first. Ein zeh mikri tzorkoi. Ashi eka lichosom mishvila. It's not called for yid. It's called he's doing it for himself. Because the interesting story is that kinesh ein gufay neh. Because the guf is not neh straight away from the neh. Beis avloka. It's in straw days. And then you're allowed to have an off mouth. So that is the basic soit. Which is mutter, that's the case where it's mutter, which is what speaks out, and therefore there's no problem whatsoever in this case. And you're even allowed to have an off that light, says the washer. Let's say the goy is washing up for you there. You, the yid, can help the goy wash up. Someone asked yesterday a good question actually about if you've only got a sponge there or a brush. That's a good shout. I don't know what happens then, because you don't expect the goy to wash with his hands. Wash his hands. It's put it under water to rinse it. It's not even a good job. You can't wash properly like that. So I don't know. I have to check it out. I'm not sure what happens in that case.
What would you do?
What? Yeah, but Goy's not going to do that. Why should he do it? I'm saying I've got no choice. I have to do it. But it's not really fair to ask the Goy to do it. The Goy's not required to do that. He wouldn't do that. You can't expect a Goy to do this. That was very abnormal. If I didn't want to, in a fifth room in a hotel, on the fifth floor in a hotel, and I want to get my meal up, the only way I'll do it is walk up the stairs. But you can't expect a Goy to do it. So that's not a heter. The fact that he could do it. Lamai says that's. I don't know, so I'm not sure about that. Okay, that's what we spoke about yesterday.
Herself.
Sorry?
She's still doing it for herself. The chesed she's doing is for herself.
Because you asked her. This is your shliach. When you ask her to do a melacha and it's involved in that melacha.
This is not my
technique. Yeah, there's not a way of doing it.
Yeah, the floor as well. The floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you, that's a question someone asked me many years ago. I asked a lot of people. Unfortunately, I asked all the father's exclusive. They had it wrong. Sorry, he told me straight away it says, but I don't know what he said. This person asked me, which is a good kasha. How can you get people to come to be a waiter at your simcha on Shabbos afternoon? At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you've got the waiters coming from Bolton. Now, they're not going to walk from Bolton. The thing is, they're going to drive there. Either take a taxi, or drive, and they're going to do a lot to get there. So you ask them, what's the heter?
They're doing that for themselves.
But that's not really, because that's what you employ. Your maker, they have to come for you. The way to come, they're employed on Shabbos afternoon at 1 o'clock. The only way they can come, I mean, normally you look at it like Simcha saying that the job only starts, that was just like with a taxi, the job only starts at 1 o'clock. How they get there is like, okay, it's a chiddush really. I must say it's a chiddush because you ask them to come to Shabbos and you're knowing that they have to come to Issa.
I don't need
him. What?
I don't need
him. What do you need? But he's the one who asked. You rang him up, you don't ask anyone else. If he doesn't come, you're in trouble. What? I'm not sure. It doesn't make a difference, but I can't help it. I know he's got to come from there. To, if he wants to come to my house, he has to drive his car. There's no choice.
My house is what I'm interested in. I don't get him. You can get a lift with somebody else. You can't do it.
That's not a hetzer. Doing for a lot of crusades is not right. This to do. If I pay God, Gloria, drop food for me, I mustn't do on Shabbos. Even though he's getting paid, he's doing for his wages, but that's called my shliach.
You can come with
you're saying it has to be practical. We said, yes. We said practically yesterday, if someone's got, lives in a, if someone is staying on the fifth floor in a hotel, Rosh Hashanah says, and he orders a meal from the kitchen to come upstairs, and he knows the only way he needs to come is by lift, he's not allowed to do it. Even though the guy could walk, it's not normal. That's not a normal way of doing things.
Now I have to bring the food up for me. Then he's troubling for himself.
Yeah, but that is the assertion. When is he starting to work? I must say, look, he should miss for. I must say the truth. I'm not sure when he starts for me. When he leaves his house in Bolton, or when he only comes to my house.
And they pay for trouble. And they pay for
yeah.
What's trouble?
Yeah. And that's very surprised. I don't know. He told me a posh answer. I thought it was based on this, actually. But I don't remember what the answer was. Unfortunately, I have to look at my notes, so I wrote it down. This was his question. This person told me he asked many, many rabbonim in there. So he went round to many, many rabbonim with this question. What? Maybe. I wonder if that's what this Mr. Brewer, I don't know. The other thing he said yesterday, I've also not had, I didn't get a chance to look at it today. I didn't look at it today. That's important. The question of these electronic cards that you've got for the hotels, whether they're mooks or not. So yesterday people were tied to case like this. I find it very hard to understand. What? The magnetic ones are not a problem. What about electronic ones?
Which one's electric? How do you have an electric card?
You've got a lot of them. That's what he's thinking about, the other shutters. You put it in, it makes a circuit, the room opens.
The circuit is
there,
not
the
piece.
No, but you're making a circuit. When you put your thing in, you're making a circuit. That's muksa. That's much worse. Someone told me there's two things I didn't know. Someone came up to me and he said to me that he used his parents used him in a certain block in Manchester, and they for some reason they went with sugar on security. And they put into the block of the apartments, they put one card which was magnetic, which you just put the card in, no electronic circuits at all. You open the door. The rest of the block of apartments were done electronically. So there are two sorts of cards. There's one which is magnetic, which just, that's no problem, that's nothing. It's a magnet you put in, that's no problem. That is exactly right. No, it's not mocked at all. That's right, you could do it yourself probably. But the other one, which is electronic, makes the circuits. And I was telling you as well, when you go to a hotel, sometimes you go to a hotel, after you come into your room, you put a card into a machine which activates all the electricity. I'm meeting these hotels, but that's what they're telling me, that such a thing exists. That's also, you're making a circuit. How's it working there? Plus, it's the circuit being made. And that gives a sign to everyone else to go on. Our sign is that moxa? So yes, if you want the time, that it's case of this. I'm not very convinced, because you don't use that anything. It's like credit cards. I don't know if credit cards call case of this. A credit card was done called moxa man's good for you. So I don't have to look into it, but I did try and look into it. I couldn't find anyone who speaks about it, but it's not much case on it. I don't think it is.
I'm locked out of my house.
Sorry?
I'm locked out of my house. The only way I can get into it by the break. By the lock, if I'm using my credit card. Can't use that?
That's a shame. If it's Muxa Mahmas Gufay, then you can't use it, Pashas. If it's case on it, then you could. That's one of the shyla, but I have to know what it is. I don't know what it is. But I hope it's not very safe. I should get with a magnetic card. You have to make sure you turn it up. Right, that was what we spoke about yesterday, and we said also, that's possible. That's why it's a possible halacha. That once the guy puts the light on, there's nothing wrong with the guy to leave it. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with doing that, because he started, the melacha has been done for himself in the case where it's supposed to do. So the moshul, our example yesterday was that you do a pint of beer in the room, you tell the guy, if he goes into the room, you get a pint of beer. Sorry? I think. Because he's not doing it for you. When he goes in, he's doing it for himself. There's nothing wrong. So the maestro allowed to tell him to do that. Yeah, he allowed to tell him, l'chaira, that he should leave on. And that's a way of getting around this thing of, I've done it once before, actually. I don't know why I needed this. I needed the light on in a room. I can't remember what it was for exactly. But the maestro, I also did this trick. I put a chair in the room and asked the non-Jew, he doesn't mind, take it out. So the maestro, he went in without turning the light on, believe it or not. It's unbelievable, you know. But sometimes it'll be clever. Yeah? So they're too clever for you, these people. Yeah, so that's the way to do it. That is the way to do it. Okay, let's move on to the next thing. The next thing now is a new chelik of Amir Lakum. We really touched on this actually when we did Hilchos Refuah. In Refuah, we touched on it, but just to mash in the Indian, because it comes in Amir Lakum. There's a special heter of Chazal. in Shin Kav Ches, if you Zayin, Chazal say, that's Mechaber, actually, Shin Kav Ches, if you Zayin, Mechaber says, he's not sakon stafoshes, he's just either he's feeling very lousy, he's going to go to bed, or he's got a pain in one particular part of the body which makes him very, very schwach. It's not worth going to bed because he can't help, but Lamai say he's very, very schwach. He's schwach. I told you, anyone in hospital, who's the hospital say they want to do observations or whatever it is, that's called a chole kolaguf. The fact they want him in there for observations gives him the status of chole kolaguf, which means, you're going to see now, that one may ask a non-Jew to do any malacha deraisa. Remarkable thing is, actually. That means, what's a basic halacha? For example, someone's got a very bad headache, his mum's migraine, very, very bad migraine. He goes up to his dispenser for tablets. He's got no tablets, no paracetamols. So he's got a non-Jew next door. So he goes to his non-Jew next door and says, look, do me a favour, do you mind to go to Tesco's and get me some paracetamols? And on good terms, he doesn't mind, they can favour each other. That's mussar. You could ask the guy to drive to Tesco, or whatever he wants to do, he can go and pick up the paracetamols for you and bring them back. You can ask a guy to a malocha deraisa for a chole kolaguf. Yeah, the remarkable thing actually is, has to carry in the streets anything that's needed for a chole kolaguf, one may ask a non-Jew to do for a malocha deraisa. If he's just got a slight pain, the chole, then you can't ask him to do an issa deraisa for you. That's not allowed to be done. A tinnik, a young child, that's what the Shabbos says over here, a young child, or a very elderly person, is also got, because of their way they're built, they're much schwacher, they have also, to a certain degree, got a din of a chole she'ein bo sakana. So what's an example of this here? He says over here, in the Erech HaShabbos, Kufi's base, this is a pair of, so this case of Kosaposim Cotton, a young child, Nidin Kachosh Ebay Sakona. A young child has got a din of a Kosh Ebay Sakona, like I'm with Dvorim Hans Strachan, I write things I need. Let's say, for example, there's no food in the house for a child. For some reason, he needs to have a certain food and he hasn't got it. You're allowed to ask a non-Jew to cook it. Let's say the lights have gone out. There's been a power cut, not a power cut, a fuse blew. Nice, the house is dark. You've got little children in the house who are very scared. See what age we're talking about, this is so soon. The little children in the house are very, very scared. Can you go into the streets? Can you call a non-Jew to come in and flip the switch up? Put all the lights back on again. Is that allowed? So he says over here, if there's a cotton who's very scared, a young child who's very scared, you're allowed to do this for them. Once it's mutter for the young child, you can also have an offer now, yes? You're also allowed to use those lights. It's another hechatimsa of where you're allowed to have benefit from the lights that are put on. So this non-Jew comes in for the young child, he's allowed to do it. Let's say the child needs to be cleaned, and the room is very dark, you can't see what you're doing. So the mice, the only way to clean him properly is, for example, to put light on. Again, you're allowed to ask a guy to put a light on, and only can see the child to help him. What age child are we talking about? So here's interesting over here. Dai Weiss wants to say, it's not clear in the positive way, but Dai Weiss, he says that if a child hasn't got anything to eat, so such a basic requirement of food, he is makel up to 9. Up till 9, he's got a dinner chodesh in Westakola, and you can ask a goy to do that for you. However, in other cases, it looks like, for example, where it's not just a big tsoirach, doesn't say what, not eating and drinking, I don't know why, let's just say, I don't know what, he wants something extra, there the possum say only up to 3. So it depends. Sometimes it's a basic requirement, it's a very big need for a child, so much eating or drinking, he hasn't got it. Then, if a child is very scared in the house, it's all dark, he's very, very scared with the dark, then you could ask a goy to put the light on, or you could ask a goy to cook the food for you. But in a case of where it's serious, not such a necessity, a child reads, wants a certain gain from something, wants to ask to go to an infection from someone else's house, and it involves, let's say, a rocha deraisa, that you can't do. Only until 3 and under. Over 3 you can't do. So there's a difference in ages. 9 is allowed when it's very basic need, it's a bit tzoruch. If it's not a bit tzoruch, then the poskim seem to say up to 3. An older person also has got this dispensation. Someone, an older person, I mean, it's very hard to give shiur in this. Every older person depends how he's feeling. If he's feeling schwach, then so he's got to do the chosh with Emrit Sakara. But even not, even if he's feeling okay now, but he's older and he's very sensitive, so just a person may also be called a chosh Emrit Sakara, and you could ask the goy to do malachot reis. Let's see, he needs to get some tablets. Even though he's alright now, the maaser you'll be allowed to ask him. It's the same thing. So you're allowed to ask a goy to do whatever you want for the moshav. Give me a good example. Let's say there's a chole in the house who's gone to bed. He's got a very bad headache. Man, it's terrible. He's gone to bed, and he wants a cup of tea. Problem is, you didn't put the urn on for Shabbos. You've got no shinies, no hot water going. So you can go to your next door neighbour goy. You can ask the goy to fill up the kettle, heat up some water, and make a tea bag. You put a tea bag in the water if he wants. Drain it, squeeze it, does whatever he wants. You can do anything you want with that tea bag. And as long as he makes the tea for that person, that is mutter. That is for a cholinu kol aguf, one's allowed to ask a non-Jew to do a melacha deraisa. So putting on the kettle or turning on the flame, he's going to put a pot on the fire to heat up water. He's going to put, a tea bag in a kettle, whatever it is. He's going to do everything that's going to be done for the thing. That is mutter to be done. Because for a chayla kol aguf, a melacha deraisa can be done. Not only that, but even more than that, this is a remarkable chiddush actually over here, that bishul akum is also mutter. So that's a big chiddush over here. That means, let's say for example, you've got meat in the house, and there's nothing else to eat, let's say for example, besides this, and you can't get from neighbours. Let's take a hechitim, say that he needs this himself, yeah? So it's raw meat, shayla bishul akum. You can ask the non-Jew to cook the meat for you. Now that's a big chiddush this year, because normally we know that bishul akum, any food that can't be eaten raw, is oila shukham rachim, if the goy cooks it for you, you must eat it. Here, Chazal made a special allowance on Shabbos that a person is allowed to ask the goy to cook the food, and the choyle can eat it. The non-choyle, that means anyone else there, certainly can't eat it on Shabbos. That's definitely also to do. What? On Shabbos, that's certainly clear that no one's allowed to eat. Any bori is not allowed to eat this piece of meat because it's bishlakum. It's cooked by a goy, it's cooked on Shabbos. There's no heter whatsoever to eat this piece of meat on Shabbos. Now, simple wants to know, why am I on Motzah Shabbos? What's the halacha about you say Motzah Shabbos? What?
Only for the choleh.
What?
Only for the choleh.
So the beauty of this religion is, my friend, you can't go wrong. Do you know that? Because everything you're saying is all right. So this is a big machlokes over here. And I'll just read out what happens over here. In Shulchan Aruch, it says, Akum shabish l'chayle v'shabbos, mutter l'motzi shabbos af l'bori. On Motzah Shabbos, don't run away anyone, I can't finish it, don't run away anyone, yeah? On Motzah Shabbos, it's mutter afilu l'bori. The einoi boy, Mishum Bishlakum, the Chol Kai Governor Hekera Iker. Everyone knows this is different to normal Bishlakum. This is different to the normal run of milk. It's cooked for a chole, and therefore this food is mutter for everyone, even on Motzah Shabbos. I'm the Taz there, Shulchan Aruch. The Taz brings that the Rashba is choyuk, and the Rashba learns on Motzah Shabbos it's also for everyone. Not only is it also for the healthy person, but even for the chole is also. Like someone said earlier, what's the svara? The svara is that now they need it. The whole heter was that on Shabbos you're allowed to have it because the chole can't have anything else to eat. And someone asked, Moshe asked, why are they matter this issur of bishul akum? Because this issur of bishul akum is a very shlach issur. There's nothing wrong with the food. It's a zaitig issur. It's not like a normal issur drabon. You can't have chicken cooked in milk for a chole kol aguf. But this is a special heter, bishul akum, that they allowed, because the food is okay. The special dispensation that they said that you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. Now the shayla is, what happens to this food on Motzei Shabbos? So the goy cooked a piece of meat on Shabbos afternoon, he made a lovely chicken, and now the shayla is, you got leftovers, can you eat that chicken? So in Shulchan Aruch, it says, in one place in Shulchan Aruch, it says that a choyla, not, I'll read that Lashon Shulchan Aruch again, everyone's allowed to eat it, afil lavori. Even for a bori, even a healthy person not eat it. But I'm not telling you, but there's other places in Shulchan Aruch where it's mashma that it's offered for everyone to eat. To find out next time what the halach is.
Okay.
You know, it's divine, no one should eat it.
Okay.
Katie's also shy, let's finish off next time. Yeah. Same side, quite right. The